About 2 years ago, my friends and I had found out about an abandoned insane asylum located in Downey, California. Being the curious 17-year-olds that we were, we decided it would be a good idea to explore this abandoned facility just to see what we could find inside. So on a Saturday night, we gathered a few more of our friends and we made the drive out to Downey so we could explore this building for ourselves. After about 30 minutes of driving, we arrived in Downey and made our way through the city to where the asylum is located. The closer we get, the shadier and shadier the neighborhoods we were passing through became. And after about another 15 minutes of driving, we arrived at our destination. We parked the car, climbed through a hole in the fence, and made our way into the building to see what we could find. To be honest, it started out not being too bad. Considering we had about 10 people, we were thinking, what's the worst that could happen to a group of 10 people? So we meandered through the building, looking at all the broken furniture scattered throughout the rooms. There were patient files thrown upon the floor, and the whole place was as messy as you would imagine. But nonetheless, we were pretty much just having a good time, looking around the weird and abandoned mental institution. But this is where things start to get weird. As we were walking, we of course had a flashlight pointed down the hallway because the power that was once on in this building was and is clearly still out. But as we were walking with our flashlight pointed ahead of us and we came to a corner, we see the adjacent wall of the corner light up from what we assumed was another flashlight. And sure enough, we turn the corner and there's another group of four kids. We confront each other and they ask us if we've been to the slide. We politely answered no because we had no idea what they were talking about, and they told us that we should follow them. Of course, we declined because we were getting weird vibes from these people. As they were talking amongst themselves, one of the kids came up to me with, I kid you not, a solid 6-inch long Bowie knife looking thing. Isn't this cool? Look what I found. As he moves the knife closer to my face. I politely answer, what a cool find that is. I started to back away from him, telling him that we were going to explore the roof of the building. Surprisingly, they say alright, and they turned the corner and continued on their way. We made it to the roof, but I was starting to feel queasy about everything. I was seriously beginning to feel weird about being in this place and about how we were definitely not supposed to be there. So at that point, I say screw it. I told everyone that we should leave, and everybody agreed. Like I said, no one is supposed to be in the asylum, so most of the time, especially at night, they have a police car stationed at the main gate to make sure no one comes in. So as we were leaving, we were trying to figure out the best path to get out of there without getting noticed by the police. That's when my friend sees a fire escape ladder coming down off of this higher portion of the roof. We decide that is probably our best bet. So we grabbed the small ladder and we positioned it in such a way that my friend Jonah could climb up it. Jonah then immediately turned around so he could help us out by pulling each of us up. As I was getting myself up there, my heart dropped to the bottom of my stomach. Jonah, did you not see this when you got up here? I whispered. What the heck are you talking about, man? He responds. I'm looking forward and he slowly turns to see what was pretty much our worst nightmare. There are about 15 hooded people sitting in a circle up there, surrounding a burning cat and many other dead animals. These people were talking in tongues and just making these noises that seemed satanic. As we were both climbing back down the ladder, we get noticed by them and they start talking amongst themselves in this weird language, and before we knew it, these people stood up and started sprinting towards us. I told everyone to ditch the idea of the fire escape and to not worry about the cop and that we just needed to get the hell out of there. So we started sprinting through this building with this cult or whatever you want to call them, in close pursuit behind us. We surprisingly made it out of the building and started running across the field to the main gate, and as we were doing so, the cop notices all the commotion and turns on his sirens and came driving towards us. Thank God he managed to cut the call off from us and started to chase them as we ran away safely. Honestly, I can say this was the scariest experience of my life. What would we have done if they had taken one of our friends? Would we have had to go back in and confront them? Well, I don't know, and I'm glad we didn't have to. My name is Michael, and this is a story about me, my friends Jacob, Jigger, and Jeremiah. The story starts off smack dab in the middle of 2019 with Jacob and I. In 2019, me and my friend Jacob found this abandoned house when we were driving around on a dirt road one night. Exploring abandoned houses was what we liked to do, and it was kind of our thing at the time, so we got excited when we found this house. We decided to come back the next day in the daytime to check it out so we could see better. That way we could look at everything there and then come back during the night so we would have a good feel for everything. This is what we usually did when we found a new abandoned house to look at. Anyways, the next day, we went driving around trying to find it, and we couldn't find it for the life of us. We just decided to forget about it, and we agreed that we would find another house. Fast forward to the summer of 2020, I was bored of just sitting at home, so I decided to go out and try to find that house we wanted to check out months prior. After about an hour of just driving down the dirt roads, making a countless amount of turns, I finally stumbled upon the house. I had finally found it. I texted my friend Jacob right away about it so we could go back there later that day when he got off work. When we finally got there, our faces lit up with the same excitement that we had when we first found it. It was a decent looking house for being abandoned. It just had a few broken windows and tall grass around the property. We went through the back door and we had to go through some branches to get inside, and when we finally made it in and we looked around the house, we were surprised. It still looked nice in there. It was a basic two-story house and it had a finished basement. We mainly only checked out the first floor because we didn't want to be parked out there for too long, just in case we got spotted by a cop or just someone driving around that would snitch on us. There wasn't really much on the first floor, except for maybe some broken glass scattered around, and a few different items on the floor, and a nice chandelier in the living room area. After getting some pictures and looking at the place, we planned to come back around midnight with a couple of friends to make it more fun. Around 11:30, we picked up our friends Jigger and Jeremiah, and we headed back to the house. When we got inside, we did exactly what you would think a group of teenage boys would do. We were probably being loud and obnoxious, and we were definitely trying to scare each other, and we were mostly just roughhousing and being crazy. We made our way upstairs, and we spent some time looking around the rooms. At this point, we had been there for over 30 minutes, and there really wasn't much to see in the house, so we decided it was time to leave. As we were deciding who should lead the way down the stairs, first we were joking around about how someone would be around the corner waiting for us or something. Just dumb stuff. I decided to go first because I wasn't scared. But as I was going down slowly, we heard a loud crash on the main floor. We just stood there, all shocked, staring at each other. My first thought was that Jeremiah was behind this because he was known for doing stuff like this. But there is no way it could have been him though, because I quickly remembered that he was behind me and that simply just wouldn't make any sense. After a few seconds of us all standing still, I slowly made my way downstairs to the main floor. No one was there, and there was nothing on the floor that looked like it fell. I thought it would have been the chandelier, but it was still hanging from the ceiling. We all just decided to book it and get out of there as fast as possible. We all ran to the car, and as we were getting in the car, a big gray SUV pulled up right next to us. My heart dropped. We hurried in, and my friend Jacob, who was driving, rolled down his window to try and see what was going on. "Hey," Jacob yelled at whoever was in the car. Then, both the driver's window and the driver's side passenger window rolled down at the same time. "Oh no," Jacob whispered. Then, with no hesitation, Jacob put the car in drive and sped out of there. As we started driving down the street, I asked Jacob what he saw, and what he said still gives me the chills. He said when the guy rolled down the window, he saw five guys, two in the front and three in the back, and that all of them had baseball bats or some type of weapon in their hands. As we were speeding down the dark road, headlights started speeding up behind us, and it was the same SUV. They were so close to us that if Jacob were to even tap on the brakes, they would have hit us. Jacob picked up the pace and floored it. There was a highway up ahead of us, so we merged onto it, and we were going nearly 100 miles per hour. After a couple of minutes of them following us, we saw them turn their car around, and they started heading in the other direction. We turned off the highway, stopped the car, and regained our thoughts. We sat there in silence, and we waited for a few minutes until we got back on the highway to head back to that house to see if the car was still there. As we were parked across from the house, realizing that the car wasn't there that chased us, we started talking amongst ourselves about what just happened. And then, Jeremiah's phone started to ring. It was his girlfriend, and what she said made us all look at each other in fear. "Did you guys go to that one abandoned house that one kid got killed at?" Me and Jacob looked at each other with wide eyes, and then I looked back at Jigger and Jeremiah. To keep the phone call short, she said that the house used to be known as an abandoned party house for teens, and that the owner of the property saw a party going on there one time, because he had cameras set up that were hidden in the house. And when the owner got there, he shot one of the kids at the party and killed him. Jeremiah asked her how she knew we were there, and she said she saw his location from his phone, and she said she knew where that house was because she said that she had been there before. They finished their conversation, and Jacob took everybody home one by one. Later that night when I was home, sitting in my bed, there was a lot I was thinking about. What was that noise that we all heard in the house? And who were all those guys in that car? And why did they chase us? I can't get over thinking that if we would have stayed in that house for even just a minute longer, that things would have went a lot worse for us. It's been 2 years since then, and Jacob and I still think about that night from time to time. And I also can't think of any solution to what that noise was that we all heard when we were in the house walking down the stairs. I don't know if it was something paranormal, but I haven't explored any abandoned home since that night, nor do I ever plan on doing so again. I'm currently 17 years old, and I live with my parents still. Next door, there is an abandoned house that has been abandoned since we have lived in this neighborhood. We have lived here for just under 2 years now. We live in kind of a rough part of town, and abandoned homes are very common around here. I didn't really like the idea of living next to an abandoned home because it was sort of creepy. But really, I didn't care that much, and I would hardly ever think about it. However, there were a few times that I can think of specifically where I could have sworn I heard something coming from that house. I thought maybe they were squatters, so I decided to mind my own business. Have you ever heard of that saying, curiosity killed the cat? Well, I figured as long as they weren't bothering anybody that it was probably best to stay away from the situation altogether. Well, one hot summer night, I couldn't sleep, so I lied awake all night, tossing and turning, trying my best to get some shut-eye. When all of a sudden, I heard screaming that sounded like it came from the abandoned house. It only lasted a few seconds, but I panicked, and thinking back, I can't believe that I did this. And I truly have no idea what the hell I was thinking, and I don't blame you if you think I'm stupid. But I grabbed my switchblade that my father gave me as a birthday present 1 year, and I quietly snuck out of my window and made my way over to the house. I had to jump a fence and get through some bushes, and I did so as quietly as possible so I wouldn't be heard or spotted by anyone. I crept my way up the back porch and I opened the sliding glass door slowly, and to my surprise, it was actually unlocked. My heart was pretty much beating out of my chest by this point, and I even almost turned around and went home. But I didn't. I should have though, and I wish I would have just called the police instead and let them figure it out. I made my way inside, and right off the bat, I could see just how dark it was. I pulled my iPhone out, and I turned the flashlight on, so that way I could see at least what was in front of me. That was a bad move on my part, because almost as soon as I turned my flashlight on, it startled someone, and he made his way over to me. I was standing in the living room, with my back up against the wall, waiting for whoever it was to walk past me, and I turned my flashlight off. I'm almost 100% sure that whoever it was noticed I was there because of my light. The person turned the corner, and I was met with a much larger man than myself, and immediately he punched me in my face, and then he grabbed me by my arm and my shirt and began dragging me. My survival instinct kicked in, and I did everything I could to break free of him. He then opened a door, and I realized right away he was trying to put me down in the basement. I managed to kick him in the balls, and I pushed him down the stairs, and I ran like hell out of the house and all the way home. I snuck back into my window and shut it and locked it as fast as I could. But I didn't think anyone else saw me, so that helped me feel a little better. I rushed to make sure that both the front and back door were locked as well. I then called my mom, and she told me to get the police over there as soon as possible. I hung up the phone call with my mom, and I dialed 911, and I told them what was going on and that they needed to send an officer over pronto. They told me to keep an eye on the home while I waited for the police to get there, so I did. I looked out of our living room window, and that's when I saw the creepiest thing I have ever seen in my whole 17 years of living. There was a man staring out of the window, looking directly at me, in that abandoned house. I could barely see what he looked like, but I assumed that it was probably the man I had just pushed down the stairs. We made eye contact for probably 10 seconds, before he shut the blinds and he disappeared from the window. By now I was even more terrified that he was going to come for me. I hid in my room and I waited for the police. I was really hoping that he would still be there when the police arrived, but with my luck, he was already long gone by the time the cops showed up. I wasn't surprised by that at all, only I was freaked out that he was going to come back for revenge. The police didn't find anyone or anything suspicious in the house either, which makes this whole thing even creepier. What the hell was going on in there that night, and all the other nights I heard noises coming from that house? I have not a single clue, and I probably won't ever know. I can't imagine it's anything good.